Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, it's emerged the government will not now be publishing the wording of the new defective blocks bill until Tuesday week next, the 21st of June. The Taoiseach says he can't comprehend an online video which mocks the death of Michaela McAreevy. There's widespread welcome after the green light was given for a new community hospital for Lifford, and the Irish Hospital Consultants Association calls for capacity issues at hospitals in the Northwest to be addressed as a matter of urgency. Later in the bulletin, we'll have sport with Kenny. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation that the government will not now be publishing the wording of the new defective blocks bill until Tuesday week next, the 21st of June. It had originally been hoped it would happen on May 31st. It was then suggested June 14th would be the date, as the Dáil doesn't sit next week. Last evening, a meeting of Donegal County Council's micro-redress committee was told the portal for people to apply for €5,000 in emergency funds will open on Donegal County Council's website on Tuesday morning. The committee's chairperson is Councillor Martin McDermott.
The emergency grant monies, the portal for that, the council's portal will open on Tuesday for people to apply for the €5,000 emergency funding. That will be done similar, and you will be able to use the same password and ID that you have for your MICA application. So it's all built into the same program that people would have been used to and would have used up to date for their MICA applications. So that will be helpful to them, but it's vitally important that, you know, people that need work done to their house in emergency circumstances can avail of that now from Tuesday morning.
Obviously, the big question now is when will we actually see the belt and braces of the government's proposed new scheme? Have you had any further word from Dara O'Brien or his officials as to when we're actually going to get that? We know the Dáil doesn't sit again until June 14th. Where do we stand here?
Well, we got confirmation as well yesterday on that will not now be happening on the 14th. It will be happening on the 21st. So it's disappointing again, and it's frightening now at this stage. The Dáil goes into recess in mid-July. It's very difficult to see how this can be dealt with in that type of a period, especially when, you know, dates that have been muted keep being missed, and that is, I'd be fearful of that not happening before the July deadline. But I mean, I think we have to put on whatever pressure we can, Donal, to make sure that when the legislation comes out, that number one, that we get to see it and we get to digest it and be able to make sure that it's right, and two, that it is able to go through the Houses of Oireachtas as quick as possible.
Councillor Martin McDermott. The Taoiseach has strongly condemned an online video which mocks the death of Michaela McAreevy. It appears to show a crowd singing a derogatory song about the murdered teacher, filmed during centenary celebrations in Northern Ireland. Micheál Martin says it's just hard to comprehend.
I was appalled and horrified at that video, and we all remember that horrific murder of Michaela McAreevy. It's beyond comprehension that people could behave in that manner and be so indifferent to the trauma that the family suffered.
Well, prominent politicians north of the border have condemned the viral video. The Sinn Féin Vice President Michelle O'Neill and DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson both spoke out against it at a Jubilee party in Portadown today. DUP MLA Jonathan Buckley said his thoughts were with the McAreevy and Hart families.
So my thoughts primarily are with the McAreevy and the Hart families today. And can I say, and I hope they do take courage from the fact that this has been roundly condemned by any right-thinking person. It was wrong, it was vile, it should be called out as such, and I think that primarily, we should be remembering the huge contribution that Michaela McAreevy had within her own family and her community. And, you know, my thoughts are with them today.
There's been a widespread welcome to confirmation from the HSE that the green light's been given for a new community hospital in Lifford. The HSE confirmed the news at a meeting last evening, saying the new facility would be built on a greenfield site. The Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranraer Municipal District says after years without commitment, this is a huge step forward. Here's Councillor Gerry Crawford.
Over very many years, the problem that we had as regards Lifford Hospital and the future of Lifford Hospital was the lack of commitment that from the HSE, despite very many representations asking for that commitment, that was always dependent on the census and on something else. But I think recent events with pandemics not, probably have changed that. And the HSE, I've spoken to them on various occasions lately and on, ongoing always about that, and they have indicated that there is a positivity towards the hospital there. I will very much welcome the input of friends of Clifford Hospital and those discussions over very many years. And I welcome positivity that's attached to this. It's a very important, vital step in the right direction.
Well, the chair of the Friends of Clifford Hospital, John Quinn, says it's beyond what they had originally hoped for.
We campaigned to have the building that's there renovated and retained. But it was explained to us by one of the estate managers there that it's more viable to have a complete new build on a greenfield site. We were delighted to hear that. They did give a commitment. Yes, that's the way they're going, and that's what they're looking at.
The hospital itself was in threat of being closed down, so I'm sure this is a huge boost now going forward into the future.
Oh, as far as our committee is concerned, it's a massive boost. Put it this way, we're still stunned. That's the way you could put it. We were delighted to hear it. And, we kept asking, I used people saying that, yes, there'll be a new build in Lufford, a new hospital built on Greenfield site in Lufford. All right, it's not going to happen overnight, but the plans and the work to be for that to be done is actually being carried out at the moment, and there's still a lot of work to do, of course.
The Irish Hospital Consultants Association is calling for capacity issues at hospitals in the Northwest to be addressed as a matter of urgency. Around a third of posts at Letterkenny University Hospital remain unfilled, while over 45,000 people are on waiting lists for assessment or treatment by a consultant at Letterkenny and Sligo University Hospitals. That's up 37% since 2015. Martin Varley, General Secretary of the IHCA, says capacity at both Northwest hospitals must be increased.
Consultants in Letterkenny and Sligo find that the capacity in the hospital is even more constrained than it is elsewhere. And that creates a major problem if you are a practicing consultant, if you're a surgeon or whatever else. You want to treat your patients in time. It's much better to treat them in time. So that's a huge frustration. Impacts consultants, doctors in the hospitals, all staff in the hospitals, day in, day out. So they have to actually put in place much increased capacity. Northwest has got very few additional beds in the last 2 years, despite the fact nationally 800 or so additional beds have been opened. The percentage that has gone to the Northwest from Galway to Letterkenny has been very, very few. So I'm extremely concerned about that front, and consultants are saying to me, that is another big, big problem. They want to be able to function well, provide timely care, and cancellations, topic cancellations when patients have been on trolleys are quite the opposite of what consultants and doctors want.
And presumably as well, extra nursing staff, extra support staff. There's no point in having extra beds and extra consultants if you don't have the support staff to go with them.
Absolutely. Once you put extra capacity in place, you have to make sure all your staff requirements are aligned so you can use that and resource very effectively and efficiently and look after patients in a timely manner. So yes, the same applies. But from a consultant point of view, compared with the EU average, we have about half the number of consultants on a population-adjusted basis, compared with the EU average. Now, that's the worst grouping in terms of such a low percentage. And, of course, we do need extra staff to open additional beds. That goes without saying.
Martin Varley there, the Chief Executive of the IHCA. It'll be cheaper to fly to Rome and watch Bruce Springsteen there than to stay in Dublin and see him perform in Ireland. That's according to Donegal TD Pierce Doherty, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson. The price comparison website booking.com shows at present a night in Dublin comes in at around €351 for a hotel. With more, here's JJ Clark.
Are Dublin hotels trying to recoup their losses from the pandemic? Will this work in the short and not in the long term? With the spiralling cost of living, the price of a stay in Dublin hotels has come in for criticism. Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin spokesman on finance, spoke this morning about the exorbitant price of a hotel in May 2023 when Bruce Springsteen comes to town.
With the cost of the tickets and with the cost of the hotel, it was going to cost them in the region of €600.
These tourists in the capital were asked if they found a night's stay pricey.
I do find them expensive. I've just been to New York and it's more or less more expensive in Dublin than it is in New York?
I think there's no difference. It depends on which hotel you will stay.
Yes, I find them more expensive than other European capitals.
No, it's not, because we booked it well in advance. We booked it last December.
Yes, it's very expensive.
I find that you could travel abroad or any place in Europe for the same money for a week and guarantee the weather.
I think a nice, safe, clean hotel, yes, is expensive.
With no response from the Irish Hotels Federation, it is unclear whether this is a reflection of inflation or price gouging. However, this hike has led to many would-be domestic tourists going abroad in search of better deals.
20 new jobs are being created in Donegal. Bon Appetit by Duty Street Food, based in Killigordon, has announced the new jobs today. The food production company supplies over 60 retailers across the Northwest region. Bordish Gawarra has today confirmed the Brexit Blue Economy Enterprise Development Scheme is now open for applications. The €25 million scheme offers grants to enable coastal communities restructure, reconfigure, retrain and diversify post-Brexit, with companies and the communities within 10 kilometres of the coastline qualifying. Marine Minister Charlie McConnell says the scheme will help strengthen and rejuvenate coastal communities. Donegal County Council says additional staff have been approved by government to assist with the delivery of housing, both in terms of construction and acquisition. All targets are subject to the council undertaking due diligence on concrete blocks, including professional testing and geologist reports on blocks utilised on each construction and turnkey scheme. Officials were asked a number of questions about their future plans by Councillor Kieran Brogan, with details on the answers. Here's Emma Ryan.
Councillor Brogan was told there are currently 262 homes either on site or at design tender stage on the council's own land bank, with projects in Annagrey, Balbuffet, Buncrana, Bondorn, Donegal Town, Dunloe, Letterkenny, Lifford, Lochinure and Raphoe. The council says a key focus going forward is the identification of further land suitable for social housing, and to date, additional land acquisitions in Killybegs and Dunfanaghy are well advanced in the conveyancing process. A range of other sites have been identified, some of them at negotiation stage and other at earlier stages in the process of consideration. All are being examined on a cross-directorate basis via local area teams, who are also examining a number of schemes under the turnkey option. Contracts have been signed for 38 units that are now under construction in Donegal Town, with further potential options at Cairn Donna, Mulford, Ballyshannon, Convoy and Balbuffet at advanced stages of consideration. There are also options in other locations, including Guidoor, Letterkenny, Fulcara, Carrigart and Mayville.
A new tourist information kiosk opens tomorrow in Newton Cunningham, ahead of what they hope will be a busy tourist season. The official opening will take place at the kiosk at Curran's Eurospar tomorrow between 2 and 5. Funding for the facility was awarded through the Town and Village Renewal Scheme. Karen Callaghan of the Newton Cunningham Focus Group says the aim is to continue to build the tourism offering of the area.
The plan would be that, you know, maybe during the summer months we can run heritage tours and stuff, you know, leaving from it. And then there's also a bicycle repair station and that down there for the, like, a cyclist who are passing by, that they can maybe stop if they need.
Donegal County Council has opened a second call for the Caravan, Camping, Campervan and Motorhome Grant Scheme. This round specifically targets voluntary and community-based groups. With more, here's Ben Finnegan.
The grant scheme will be open until the end of June and will focus on supporting new and additional overnight facilities in locations currently underserved in the county, including signage, site marking, site improvements, groundworks for new spaces, black and grey water disposal, charging points and lighting. Grants are only available for sites that can provide at least 4 additional overnight. Avoiding the displacement of existing services will be a key consideration. Donegal County Council Cathaoirleach Councillor Jack Murray believes the grant scheme can provide an opportunity for new revenue streams for voluntary organisations. The funding is recoupable and funds can be drawn down once evidence of payment and related documentation is received by Donegal County Council. The application closing date for applications is June 30th.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 17 minutes past 5. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with motorsport, and after a 3-year sabbatical and now just 2 weeks out from the much-anticipated Donegal International Rally, the 50th running of the event will be launched this evening at the venue where it all started. the Rosapenna Hotel in Downings. The entry list, which will feature the top Irish crews and a host of locals, will also be released tonight. The launch gets underway at 7:30. While preparation for that rally continues this weekend, there's two events on over the weekend. The Tyrone Stages rally is on tomorrow. It's round five of the Northern Ireland Championship at its headquarters in Stewartstown. And the Limerick Circuit of Munster Stages rally, that's on Sunday, and that's round five of the National Rally Championship. All the top rallymen in action over the weekend. Moving on to soccer, and Josh Cullen has been cleared to play for the Republic of Ireland in tomorrow's Nations League opener against Armenia in Yerevan. The Anderlecht midfielder had originally been ruled out, but FIFA made an administrative error around two yellow cards he received in World Cup qualifying. The senior squad are facing temperatures of up to 32 degrees. Left-back Enda Stevens said manager Stephen Kenny has a very clear vision of how he wants the team to play.
He just wants you link and play and putting crosses in, shots, goals. He wants end product out of wing backs, and that's the positive thing. He gives you the chance to go and express yourself higher up the pitch, and he wants to be that attacking team and possession based, but he wants to see end product in it. He doesn't want to just keep the ball for the sake of it. He wants to penetrate and run forward, and that's what I think a lot of lads and a lot of us have seen over the last few games.
The Republic of Ireland under-21s, they begin the final leg of European Championship qualification this evening. Jim Crawford's side welcome Bosnia-Herzegovina to Tala Stadium. Kick-off there 7:30. In other news, Real Madrid say those responsible for the crowd problems ahead of last week's Champions League final need to be held accountable. They've joined Liverpool in calling for answers and explanations around the staging of the final in Paris. And peaceful fans were tear gassed by police, and crowd mismanagement caused dangerous crushing of fans prior to the game. And Arsenal, they've confirmed that Alexander Lacazette will leave the club when his contract expires at the end of this month. The striker joined Arsenal from Lyon in 2017. In Gaelic games, the Senior Hurling Championship, there's three games down for decision tonight. Carndonagh, they play Sean McCool's. Dunloe are up against the Senior League winners, Setanta. And Burt, they play the defending champions, St Unans. And the All-County Leagues continue over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with a full fixture list down. And a big focus this weekend in Gaelic games is the All-Ireland Senior Football Qualifiers Round 1, and the defending champions Tyrone, they're in action on Sunday. They play Armagh up in Armagh with a 1:30 start time in that one. Elsewhere in those first round qualifiers, Cork, they play Louth tomorrow at 2:00. Also tomorrow, Mayo play Monaghan at 4:00, and Clare, they play Meath. That one gets underway at 6:00. There's action in the Tailteann Cup as well over the weekend. Sligo, they play Leitrim. Leitrim are at home. And Fermanagh, they host Cavan. Those games start at 3 and 4 respectively. In rugby, Ronan Kelleher has emerged as a doubt for Ireland's summer tour of New Zealand. Leinster head coach Leo Cullen has confirmed the hooker suffered a shoulder injury in last weekend's Heineken Champions Cup defeat to La Rochelle. He's been ruled out of tomorrow's United Rugby Championship quarter-final with Glasgow, with Dan Sheehan starting. Ulster and Munster, they're both hoping their season doesn't end tonight. They meet in the first of this weekend's URC quarter-finals. There's a 7:35 start at Kingspan Stadium. In tennis, they're approaching the 3-hour mark in the first of this evening's French Open semi-finals, and the second set hasn't yet been completed. Rafa Nadal claimed the first set on a tiebreak from Alexander Zverev, and a short time ago in the second set, they were tied at five apiece. That match will be followed by the meeting of 8-seed Casper Ruud and experienced Croat Marin Cilic. In golf, Leona Maguire's 2-under par with 8 holes remaining of her second round at the US Women's Open. Stephanie Meadow was 2-over with 5 to play. On 8-under par, American Nina Harrigan leads a one-shot lead over the field. And an eagle at the par 5 fifth has seen Rory McIlroy move to within a shot of the lead on day 2 of the Memorial Tournament. He's 6-under par with 4 to play. Shane Lowry's well placed on 4-under par. Denny McCarthy leads the way on 7-under par. Seamus Power tees off later on. He starts from even par. In cricket, the North West Cricket T20 Cup gets underway this evening. There's six matches down for decision. Donegal club St Johnstone, they travel to play Eglinton. And over the weekend in athletics, the All-Ireland Schools Track and Field is underway tomorrow in Tullamore. There's a large contingent of Donegal athletes heading to that event. And finally, for this evening in horse racing, the Aidan O'Brien trained Tuesday won the Oaks at Epsom this afternoon, beating 64 favoured Emily Upjohn into second. It's O'Brien's 41st victory among the English classics. Earlier, 11-4 shot Hookham won the Coronation Cup for trainer Jim Crowley. That's your sports. Back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. A new support service to assist people dealing with harmful gambling is now available at Finn Valley Family Resource Centre and the Forge Family Resource Centre in Pettigo. The National Problem Gambling Support Service was officially launched in Donegal this week by the Gambling Awareness Trust. It'll provide professional and confidential counselling services to those experiencing harmful gambling and their families. Pam Bergen is Executive Director of the Gambling Awareness Trust. She says supporting families is particularly important. Agusinish an nuacht a léamh ag Colm Ferreter.
Seamar mahas a Colm Ferreter an seol an the príomh scéalta. Cur an agraíocht Conor na Gaeilge fáil tú roimhe an lás stairiúil do phobal na Gaeilge agus an tacht teanga a thuairt isteach in Westminster an seart an seo thart. Thanach an reachtaíocht tar éis phróiseas fad téarma casta conspóide ba chuid den choraibh aim na reachtaíochtta uaire ceapfar comisionar Gaeilge ag an rúnaí stáit. Galú acht teanga don Gaeilge sa chóintú ré nua chur chuige nua cruthaí an baile áfag uair do comisionar Gaeilge a bheas sé mar ghúlgas ar caidin dheachhlaachta se Orbert de údaris phoblí mar in le háisgaram a dhéanamh ar an acht a chuirint a chosc ar úsáid na Gaeilge sna cuairteanna sna sé chondé. Tás sraí focus grúpi a reáchtáil i glór na ngéal de haillí sna sé chondé idir an séú agus a níol le den mhí seo. Tá na focus grúpi a nágrú ar son an roin pobl atá ag olbhú stratis don Gaeilge faoin na commitmenttí a éiríonn as an dearcú uair don teanga ó thuaí. Is ag plé áit an teilí i stratis na Gaeilge a bheas na focus grúpi le feicil cadiad den riachtana si atá ag teilí agus cuirtear foilte roimh a teilí a bheith páirte daoine atá ag tógáil a chuid poistí fríd man na Gaeilge ná go dheatheanga a chuid taithithe a runt ag na focus grúpi gach eolas ag glór na Gaeil Bunchaí í. Seolú drúdasca uair de chuid a ceoltóir a omráite Paul Harrigan a réir ag anad coltartha réigeanna in leis a cheannan. Seolú an talbam uair seart don mar imeacht de chuid seartain ceol tradisiúnta a leis a cheannan ceiliúrítar le linn na seartain de seo. Agus tá agran uair den fád cruilú blacht na dúla curtha ar fáil ag an fáilseothóir éhlóid. Is é an scéal a rud atá nándaite le Maya Burns ábhar an fád cruilí atá a léamh ag Brian Ó Farraí agus tá gaholas ar sin ag blacht na dúla bunk.com. Sin ba chuid se eile go léir slán agus bannacht.
Grúm agus Colm agus anois an Aimsir and Metairn tell us that it will be a mix of cloud and well-scattered showers this evening with light to moderate north-easterly winds. Largely dry and clear tonight, but some low cloud and mist will form later with temperatures hitting between 6 and 9 degrees Celsius. Light to moderate north-easterly winds. Cloud and mist quickly and clearly in the morning to leave a dry day with long spells of sunshine. Highest temperatures 17 to 19 degrees Celsius, possibly up to 20 degrees in places in moderate north-easterly winds. Looking at the news in brief, it's emerged the government will not now be publishing the wording of the new defective blocks bill until Tuesday week next, June 21st. Last evening, a meeting of Donegal County Council's Redress Committee was told the portal for people to apply for €5,000 in emergency funds, meanwhile, will open on Tuesday morning. More details on our website with the chair of that committee. The Taoiseach says he can't comprehend an online video mocking the death of Michaela McAreevy. It appears to show a crowd singing a derogatory song about the murdered teacher filmed during centenary celebrations in Northern Ireland. There is widespread welcome after the green light was given for a new community hospital for Lifford, and the Irish Hospital Consultants Association is calling for capacity issues at hospitals in Letterkenny and Sligo to be addressed. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The the eviction notices for this Friday evening, the 3rd of June. The death has taken place of Nora Cusick, the Rock Glenties, and formerly of Thor Guidor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for 11 o'clock Mass, with burial afterwards in Maharigallen Cemetery. Family time pleas from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. with house private pleas on the morning of the funeral. Family fares only, donations in lieu if desired to Killybegs Community Hospital, care of any family member. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Maureen McFadden, née Macaulay, Pump Street, Carrigans, formerly of 33 St Bridget's Avenue, Pennyburn, Derry. Funeral from her home in Carrigans tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in All Saints Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. The death has taken place of Conal McElwee, Mullaheep, Rimelton. His remains are reposing at his sister Patricia and brother-in-law Hugh Tinney's home at Glebe, Letterkenny. Wake until 10 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 in St Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv with family time pleas on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Peggy Connolly, née Hagen, formerly of Claddy. Her remains are reposing at 28 Ashgrove Park, with funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Columba's Cemetery, Dunnyloop. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Barbara Sheridan, née Duffy, Niduhi, Main Street, Rimelton, and formerly of Fintown. Her remains are reposing at her home, which is strictly private, please. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Rathmullen Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family fares only, please, donations if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.